Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 329 for Thursday, March 31st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about 60 cents to a dollar per ton weaker in choppy trading on Thursday. The May contract was 80 cents weaker at $474 as gains in the loonie pressured the market by making canola less appealing to foreign buyers. After closing weaker on Wednesday, canola's technical bias is to the downside, which is bearish. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which added to the declines. But gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil limited losses on Thursday, and strong commercial buying was another supportive feature. Traders are adding a weather premium into the market as the Northern Hemisphere's growing season nears. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybeans were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel higher, with the May contract 2 cents stronger at $9.11 per bushel. The market was being propped up by investor short covering Thursday morning ahead of two key reports due out from the United States Department of Agriculture later this morning. The USDA will release its prospective plantings and grain stocks report at 11 o'clock Central Time. A weaker U.S. dollar was also bullish for soybeans as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. However, lower export sales for soybeans limited gains on Thursday. Last week, soybean sales were down 34% from the prior week and down 43% from the previous four-week average. Corn prices were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel weaker Thursday morning, with the May contract at $3.64, as traders expect USDA data will show an increase in seeded area for the commodity, in addition to high domestic stocks. Corn's export sales were also bearish, down 2% from the previous week and 27% from the previous four-week average. However, a softer U.S. dollar limited some losses on Thursday. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 4 cents per bushel lower, with the Chicago May contract down 3 cents at $4.63. Despite trade estimates that the USDA expects reduced wheat seedings this year, the anticipation of large stockpiles added pressure ahead of the reports. But losses in the greenback put a lid on declines on Thursday. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 31st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.